Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Department of the Interior has approved an oil and gas leasing program within Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The refuge is home to polar bears, caribou, and other wildlife. Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt signed the Record of Decision, which will determine where oil and gas leasing will take place in the refuge's coastal plain. He said in a statement today it was a significant step in determining where and under what conditions oil and gas development will occur. Congress approved the program in 2017, and the Interior's Bureau of Land Management in December of 2018 concluded drilling would be conducted within the coastal plain area without harming wildlife. Facing a public backlash over mail delays and other problems, the Trump administration is scrambling to respond. House lawmakers prepared an emergency vote to halt mail changes that Democrats warned could imperil the November election. The Postal Service said it has stopped removing mailboxes and mail sorting machines amid an outcry from lawmakers, and President Trump denied he was slowing service. Democrats and some Republicans say actions by new Postmaster General, a Trump ally and major Republican donor, have endangered millions of Americans who rely on the Postal Service to obtain prescription drugs and other needs. That includes an expected surge in mail-in voting this fall. About 2.5 million Floridians have opted to vote early, in person and by mail, instead of braving lines and the risk of infection. But officials have assured voters who decide to show up to the polls for tomorrow's primary election that doing so will be safe despite the raging coronavirus pandemic in Florida. President Trump's national security chief was in Florida yesterday to unveil a new Latin America initiative, but Tim Padgett reports it has a lot to do with China.
White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien met with Colombian and Venezuelan community leaders in West Palm Beach. Many were conservative expats President Trump hopes will help him win Florida in November's election. But he fears their support may be waning because his efforts to bring down authoritarian left-wing regimes in countries like Venezuela have stalled. Partly to help galvanize that expat support for Trump again, O'Brien laid out a new Back to the Americas initiative to promote democracy and economic growth in Latin America and the Caribbean. It includes ramped up U.S. investment in places like Colombia and Panama. O'Brien is scheduled to visit those countries this week. But the Latin America campaign is also a response to Communist China's aggressive investment in the region. The Trump administration has been criticized for complacency as Beijing pursues several major infrastructure projects and increases its influence in Latin America and the Caribbean. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
President Trump is again threatening to send federal agents to New York City if local authorities don't stop a surge of violence that has left 7 people dead and more than 50 people shot since Friday. Trump is running for re-election on a law and order agenda as a counterweight to the police and criminal justice reform movements. He reacted to the news of the mayhem in his hometown last night on Twitter. Chicago's police superintendent says video of weekend clashes between officers and protesters there shows a concerted effort by protesters to provoke violence by the police. Many activists and some lawmakers, though, say the police were the aggressors. Workers from Greenpeace USA announced today their intent to form a union. Food and Water Watch employees also intend to unionize. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area tonight. It'll be partly cloudy with overnight low temperatures in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.